Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Ray. It's Brian. And I guess we could introduce our next guest who has a lot to talk to us about.
Yeah, Mr. Attorney General William Tong here on the morning show with Ray and Brian. Good morning, Mr. Attorney General.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. Please don't make that my theme song.
I mean, there is some irony, right? Yeah, I mean, the governor's placing bets. We're talking weed. Mary, I mean, Jane. If we flash back 20 years, man, it would not look like this.
Oh, my God. Reefer madness. That's
So, you know, I drive a lot from Farmington. I head back. I get on 84 right around Route 9, and then I take 91 up to exit 36. And I'd say if there are 15 billboards, 10 of them are for cannabis in Massachusetts.
You're right.
They're everywhere. It's unbelievable that there are so many, but you're telling us that they are not legal?
Yeah, I don't think that's legal. I don't think they should be up. I've been putting a lot of pressure on the billboard companies to pull them down, and some of them have been responsive, others not so much. And now I'm going straight to the source, to the cannabis retailers in Massachusetts, and telling them that it's not compliant with Connecticut's law.
What's the law? Like, what are they violating?
So basically, there are strict advertising rules around adult use cannabis, and unless you have reliable evidence that 90% of your audience is over 21, think about that. You've got to be sure that 90% of the eyeballs are over 21, then you can't advertise in that way. And I don't think they can pass that standard. I don't think they do pass that standard. And that's why they got to take these billboards down. We don't want kids thinking that they're able to use cannabis and that adult use cannabis applies to them. It doesn't. Kids should not be using cannabis. They certainly should not be using edibles, as we're going to talk about as well. Yeah. And we've got to make sure that we send a very strong message as Connecticut prepares for adult-use cannabis.
I mean, the other part of it, I guess, and this is not what you're talking about, but, you know, if you go up and you buy it in Massachusetts, that's tax money that should be going to Connecticut, I would guess.
Yeah, that's a different issue.
Yeah, I know it is, but...
And that's a policy decision that the legislature made, but until we have the legal outlet for compliant with our law, selling cannabis in Connecticut, we're preparing for that. We're not there yet. But until we get there, you can't be advertising in the state in a way that's against the law.
So to that end, you know, to Ray's point, though, this is not about protecting what's to come here. You would have the same beef, if you will, if it were the Connecticut
people advertising up there.
Advertising in the same way.
Well, it depends on their law.
Correct. That would have the same beef. They would be also non-compliant.
Are you really, this is maybe a tough question, but are you, I mean, were you against the legalization of cannabis for a whole host of reasons anyway? I mean, is this something you really don't want to deal with?
No, this is my job, first of all. The legislature made a policy decision. They debated it for many, many years. I'm not in the legislature anymore.
No.
So my job is to enforce the law and defend the law, and I'm going to do that. And right now it's clear to me that, number one, you shouldn't be advertising on billboards or in any other way that's against the law. And number two is you shouldn't be peddling unregulated, illegal edibles to children. And we're seeing that too. We're seeing packaging that looks like Cheetos or Doritos or Oreos that contain THC and sometimes six times as much THC than you would be allowed to sell if you were legally selling edibles.
We've had people. I remember when I was on vacation in Colorado, where it was legal, you know, maybe even 5 years ago. And, you know, there were stories in, on the Denver radio stations of people dying from an overdose of, cannabis, you know, because they these brownies are really good and let's eat them all. And, whoa. So, I mean, this is serious stuff here.
Well, what's really alarming is that there's been a real spike in potential overdose-related and poisoning from cannabis among children. And it seems that more than 80% of the calls into poison control centers across the country relate to potential overuse, overdose incidents involving kids. That phenomenon, by the way, is happening here in Connecticut as well. So there's a real spike in overdose and accidental poisonings from kids ingesting cannabis edibles and ingesting too much cannabis edibles.
We're talking with Attorney General William Tong here in the morning show. We have two other issues I want to get to, and we only have a couple of minutes. Any response from TikTok? Are you going to get that meeting?
Yes. So they responded right away, to be fair to them. They responded the afternoon after I sent the letter. I met with them a day or two after state attorneys general had a big meeting in Vermont to talk about all of these issues, and we came together. So TikTok sent somebody there to talk to me. I said, I want an explanation of what you guys do to basically manage this content and take it down when you find illegal or offending or dangerous content. They gave me, you know, an explanation, a fulsome explanation. And I said, that's not enough. It's clearly not working. So I want you to go back and figure out what you can do better. And I want you to send someone to Connecticut. They said they would do that. And I said, by the way, I want someone of responsibility, right, who can make decisions to come to Connecticut and answer questions. They understood that. So we have another follow-up meeting planned soon, and then I hope to see them come to Connecticut in the near future.
Since you were at New Britain High School, I believe, when you met with Richard Blumenthal and others, it was about the whole idea of, you know, smash a teacher kind of thing, wasn't it?
Slap a teacher and the devious licks challenge.
I hate that.
Yeah, the kids to tear apart their high school, which they some kids did at New Britain High School, which is what
they did,
frankly, you know, our involvement here.
Hey, in terms of Facebook, did you learn anything more yesterday from more of the Facebook papers?
Unfortunately, I learned what I already knew, which is that the algorithm is designed to push ever more extreme content out on its platform, and that includes a lot of extreme content, a lot of misinformation and disinformation about elections, about COVID, about vaccines. People tend to click on things that are shocking or sensational.
Sure.
And when the machine learns that you like that stuff, it feeds you more of it. Yeah. And so you go down this rabbit hole, a dark hole, that ends up, frankly, radicalizing, right, and encouraging them not just to believe extreme things, but to act out on it. And, of course, the worst thing is that this happens to kids, right? It happens on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, maybe TikTok, where kids will be fed messages that end up making them feel bad about themselves, can lead to depression, take them down a dark hole of self-harm or worse. And so that's why I had a meeting with, you know, the AGs from New York and Massachusetts and Vermont and elsewhere, and we're trying to figure out what we can do as a community of states if Congress is not going to act. That's a familiar theme. We've talked about that here on the show. You know, when Congress in Washington is unable to act on these issues, then the states have to take action.
Okay, well, we thank you for your time. You, of course, will keep us in the loop because you always do. But hey, thank you very much for being on.
Thank you, Ray. When can I come in the studio? Sometimes.
Oh, God, I just wish right now.
As soon as they give us the get-go, the go-ahead. That's not us, man.
We're just lucky to be here by the grace of God.
I'll be soaking wet if I showed up right now.
Okay. Hey, William Tong, thanks for being on.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Have a great one, brother. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.